Evening, church. The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at the words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Thank you, Carla. And so our story has begun. And the story begins with Mary. And hopefully we have a Mary in the audience. Mary, would you like to come out? Here comes Mary. Now, the thing about Mary, we all think it was nice and easy for Mary. What Mary was going to do to enable this baby to be born was going to be of a huge personal cost. It's going to cost her ambition. It was going to cause her to have to flee to a foreign country to enable her to keep her baby safe. It was going to cause her possible shame and disgrace because she wasn't yet married. Yet, even with that, Mary obeyed. And our story is going to continue as Pedju comes and reads our second reading from Matthew chapter 1. And the story of a man who was very much part of the Christmas story. Thank you.
Good evening, church. Joseph accepts Jesus as his son. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son. and he gave him the name Jesus. It's the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much. And so we have the story of Joseph. Joseph had an interesting part of this story. He was engaged to Mary. He wanted to marry Mary. But in the culture of the day, if a woman was caught in adultery, they should be taken out and stoned. It was a bit unfair because nothing happened to the men, but we won't go there. And so Joseph was torn. What should I do? Joseph, he had a dream. He heard from the angel. He heard from God. This is God's son. Your spouse-to-be, your fiancé has been chosen to do something amazing for God. Partner with her and be a part of this journey. And we hear that Joseph trusted. Hopefully we got a Joseph in the congregation somewhere. Where's Joseph gone? Come on, Joseph. Come to your fiancé. She is waiting for you. Although safeguarding comes to mind with the age difference. You may sit next to your fiance, okay? Okay. Keep an eye on them, all right? Joseph trusted. He trusted God. Even though it seemed amazingly different, he trusted God. We have an angel that has come slightly out of sync, but you know what? That's totally fine. You see, God can come and speak to us at any time through his messengers that are known as angels. We are having problems. Don't worry. And so our story continues, and our story continues with our reading, which Peter's going to come and bring. The story from Luke chapter 2.
Am I being upstaged? In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Thank you, Peter. And so, in this chaos, yes, the first Christmas would have been chaos. There were crowds around. People could not get rooms because of a census. And probably children would have been causing a bit of chaos, as children do. And that's okay. Into that chaos, a baby was born. A baby that looked like a baby, a baby that our next carol probably isn't very accurate about, because it says no crying he makes. And I have experienced and seen many a baby. I've dedicated many a baby. And they normally cry on me. And they also do other things babies do. Too polite in a carol service to talk about such things. But a baby was born. And that baby was going to change the whole of history. Helen's going to come and continue the story from Luke chapter 8. Sorry, chapter 2, verse 8. Just to worry you, that was.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. May God bless his word.
Thank you very much. And so we have Mary and Joseph, we have a baby born, and we have an angel hanging around just to make sure everything's okay. I think it's the angel management here. That's okay. But in the passage we just read, there were some new characters coming on. The shepherds. The shepherds hoped what they were hearing was going to be true. And so they came with hope in their hearts, hoping for something good. Now, I know many of us are hoping for that Christmas present we want to have. And maybe you are hoping that it's going to come. Children, young people, are you hoping for something? I expect so. And there's others who are hoping for a good Christmas, a happy Christmas, spending time with friends. The shepherds were hoping. Have we got some shepherds in our midst? If there's a shepherd, would you like to come forward? Thank you, shepherds. Now, shepherds, you can sit on the side there on one of those seats, okay? Thank you very much. And so we have shepherds, complete with sheep. That's perfect and wonderful. But shepherds, they journeyed, they left where they were that night to come and find. Why? Because of the pesky angels. They keep turning up in this story, these angels, don't they? There was a woman, a young girl. You know, Jemima here is probably the same age roughly as Mary was. Okay, Mary was really young. An angel came and disturbed her. Joseph, well, an angel came and disturbed him. Shepherds, angels came and disturbed him. Let's have the angels up on the stage now, because the angels worshipped. The angels worshipped this Jesus. You can go and be in the stable with Jesus. And so we have the shepherds and the angels who were blaming for a lot of things. Do you know, every time an angel appears in the Bible, it says they were deeply afraid. Friends, let me tell you, if you see an angel, based upon what we hear today, maybe you need to be worried. You may be next to be called by God to do something big. But all these people came, and they came. Mary believed. Joseph trusted. The shepherds hoped, and the angels worshipped. We're going to hear the next part of our story, and Pemi is going to come and read this for us. It's from Matthew chapter 2.
Good evening, church. I'm reading from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chiefs, priests, and teachers of law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written: but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called Magi secretly and found out from the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for a child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Well done. Thank you. Magi, sometimes called wise men, sometimes referred to as kings, although they were not likely to be kings. They were stargazers, they were watching. And as they watched, they saw a star, and so they searched. Their search took them to the wrong places as well as the right places. Have you ever done that? Looking for things in the wrong place and thinking, why did I look there? And us men, of course, often don't find it when it's in front of our eyes, as our wives would be very clear to point out. It's there. It's there. But these wise men, they followed a star, and they searched high and low. They went to the Herod's palace. Was not there. But then they continued to follow the star and found a baby, born in poverty, not in splendor. I wonder if our wise men can come and join me here now. And you can take some of the seats outside of the stable, maybe act a bit of a guard. And the wise men are searching. Our scene is more or less complete. We have the Mary who believed, the Joseph who trusted, the shepherds who hoped, and the angels who praised, the wise men who sought to hopefully find something that would change the world. what about the rest? That sense of awe and wonder, of delight. What about you? You see, they were worshipping Jesus in a stable. And over the last 2,000 years, people have responded to Jesus in different ways. Some have responded with anger, and others have responded with delight. But each one of us, part of a crowd, are invited to come and discover. The wise men searched, they found, they discovered, it changed them, it changed their direction. What about you and me? What will we discover as we meet with the Jesus this Christmas? Will we discover the joy of being close to Jesus, the joy of an angel who is excited and happy? Will we discover hope? Will we discover life? I invite you to join this celebration. Not just hearing the words, but to join with our hearts in the delight. Come and join the celebration. I think one of our angels has discovered the joy, and it's beautiful. We're going to hear, though, that the story didn't end there. That wonderful nativity didn't end at that point. Soon it became slightly more difficult. And Johnson's going to come. Is it Johnson? Yeah, Johnson's going to come and read from Matthew chapter 2, starting to read at verse 13.
Good evening, all. I'm reading from Matthew chapter 2, from verse 13 to 18. And the heading for that passage is the escape to Egypt. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord has said through the prophet: "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the children in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled: "A voice in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and refused to be comforted, because they are no more." Praise the Lord.
Mary believed. Joseph trusted. The shepherds hoped. The angels worshipped. The wise men sought. We can discover. We can discover and know. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for these familiar stories, yet a story of your salvation to your earth. We thank you, Lord, for those who trusted and those who obeyed and believed. We thank you for the hope of the shepherds and the seeking of the wise men. We thank you for the praise of the angels. Lord, may this Christmas we discover this story for ourselves, the God who loves us, the God who cares. That, Lord, we ourselves can worship. Lord, come to each who are finding Christmas hard. Give them hope. Come to each who are struggling with difficulties in life. Give them life. And come to us in our busyness, in our anxiety, and give us your peace, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being here at this service. I want to thank Christine on the organ, the worship group. I want to thank the AV team. I want to thank the wise men and the shepherds, Mary and Joseph, the angels, and the angel. We thank them all. And we pray you will have a lovely Christmas. We will gather again on Christmas Day at 10:30 for our morning worship. And if you have a child with you, you can bring them along with an unwrapped present for them to open in front of everyone. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky has gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, and to make music in the heart. May the blessing of God the Father and the Son and God the Holy Spirit be with each one of us this day, this Christmas, and into the new year. And may you know God's presence with you. Amen.